1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And the 52nd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards are set to air this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. on ABC. The Emmys. I was driving by the Fox Studios over there on Pico today, and I saw a big sign that says that Terry Bradshaw has won an Emmy. So I guess they've pre-announced a few of them. And, of course, there's going to be some Emmys up there for, I would imagine, Survivor in some categories is going to be. It's going to be interesting. Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, is on the line with us from Santa Ana, California right now. And, Doug, an exciting time for a television and entertainment writer, I would imagine.
Well, it always is, Phil. The Emmys are the Academy Awards of the television industry, and this is going to be a pivotal year, I think, because I wanted to certainly let the Television Academy members. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on the program, Phil.
You're welcome.
And I haven't been on your show lately, and I wanted the Television Academy members to know who I was picking as the lead actor in a comedy series, and that is Eric McCormick. He plays the character Will in Will and Grace.
Now, so you wanted to let them know you're on the program for the first time, I guess, since the Survivor thing, right?
Right. Well, first of all, I'm a gay man, as you know, Phil. I came out a couple of years ago, and a gay journalist. It is important, I think, in our community to support other performers who are either gay or are portraying gay characters. I think Eric McCormick does an outstanding job, and I think at this particular time in the history of the gay community, we have to marshal our power, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, why do you call it that? I mean, I'm curious, because when you say...
Why do I say marshal power?
Yeah, why do you call it marshaling your power right now?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the gay community has never been stronger. I don't think we have. I don't think there's a time in our history where we have had more influence than we do today. We have just come off a major victory in having Richard Hatch, the only gay person on that island, come out as the survivor on Survivor. So as a gay man and as a gay journalist, first of all, I'm a leader in the entertainment community here. I just wanted them to know who to vote for, okay? I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, why are you, how do I put it?
Because I want them to know who to vote for.
All right, so you're telling the entertainment community...
It's not that hard. What don't you understand?
Okay, you're saying that you want the entertainment community to vote for Eric McCormick, who plays Will on Will and Grace, because he's gay, or because...
Because he is portraying a gay character, and because he obviously is a positive role model for all of us, and I have a certain amount of responsibility to let the Academy know who they should vote for, so they don't mess this thing up. I mean, with the victory of Richard Hatch in Survivor, with John Goodman's new show, which is Normal, Ohio.
John Goodman plays a gay character on that show.
That is correct. It's important to know that gay is important. I'll give you an example, Phil. Remember in the 1970s when being black was important? You recall?
Well, I remember in the 1970s they had blaxploitation films.
Well, they had the wonderful blaxploitation, The Shaft, Blackula, Uptown Saturday Night, Foxy Brown. But what I'm saying is it was also a decade when if you were black, people actually listened to what you had to say. And if you were black, people thought it was important what you had to say. And, of course, we all know now it isn't anymore. And the cool thing to be now is gay. So that,
wait a second. When you say that it's not important to be black anymore...
I'm not saying as an American citizen it's not important to have your voice heard. But in the 70s and even in the 80s, it was really important if you were black. Then in the 90s, it was more important if you were Asian. Now, it's important if you're gay. And Hollywood knows it and needs to stay on top of it, or what Hollywood does best, which is just behind the latest trend. Gay today... Gay tomorrow, gay forever. So vote for Eric McCormick, and the gay community will not boycott your advertisers. Do not vote for Eric McCormick, and your network is off the air within a year. Now, I think...
Oh, hold on. Okay, because that's a lot of stuff. You just said a mouthful there, okay?
I understand that.
All right. Our number on the Phil Henry Show is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, is on the line here telling me, you are basically telling the voters to vote for Eric McCormick as the lead actor in a comedy series because he portrays a gay character on Will and Grace.
That's correct.
You're also saying that if the gay community, if they don't win with Eric McCormick, they'll boycott the advertisers on a network?
That is absolutely correct. We will boycott your advertisers, and therefore your network is going to be off the air within a year. Just understand who has the power right now. I think that we in Los Angeles, Phil, also has it.
You really believe that you guys are swinging that kind of a sledgehammer, huh?
I'll tell you right now that if Eric McCormick doesn't win as the lead character act, as the lead actor in a comedy series for Will and Grace, we will, as the gay community, will boycott all the advertisers on ABC, and they will be off the air as a network, as an entity. They will not matter within a year.
You think you have that much power?
I know we do, because we matter now. It used to be that black people matter.
Well, it sounds to me like what you're saying is that the gay community is taking some sort of preeminent role politically above black African-American interests or above Asian interests or female.
Well, I'll tell you, in the late 1960s, it was important to be a woman. That's when the female liberation thing was going on. Then in the 1970s, they came out with Shaft, so all the white chicks wanted to be with black guys. And now that...
Well, wait, you're boiling this down to some simple things here, okay?
Well, I'm saying now it's important to be gay.
Okay, all the white girls wanted to be with black guys.
Well, that's the way it was in the 70s. And I'm saying that right now, the most important thing you could be is gay. And I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. So I'm gay. And that's the most important thing to be is gay. And we've got the power. Now, I think that we in L.A. have a responsibility, Phil, to the rest of the country to let them know what's important and who they should be following. We all know the best in the business are gay. The number one comedian is Ellen. The number one singer is Ricky Martin. The number one actress is Anne Heche. The number one politician in Washington right now, probably the most pivotal, is Barney Frank. The number one swimmer, the number one guy who is in water is Greg Louganis. The number one radio personality is Rush Limbaugh. All of them gay, and all of them making some pivotal statements. Now, I would say that...
Well, I'm going to back you up, though, because you said that you think that Los Angeles has a responsibility.
Well, I think the entertainment business here in L.A., has the responsibility, Phil, to let the rest of the country know what is important, what they should be following, who they should be watching, etc. Because everybody knows that the rest of the country takes their lead from L.A. And that.
All right. Well, the Emmys are going to be coming up on. You're talking about the way Los Angeles leads the trends.
Well, even more. I'm saying that L.A. right now tells everybody in the rest of the country what TV show they should watch and how they should behave. So I'd say to your listeners outside of the L.A. market, keep an eye on L.A. and keep an eye on these Emmys, and you'll know which TV shows you should watch. But if Will and Grace do not win, don't watch that.
All right, Doug Danger is with us here at 1-800-449-8686 as we talk about the Emmys coming up. He is voting for Eric McCormick as the lead actor in a comedy series. Eric McCormick is on Will and Grace, which is a show... I don't even know that I haven't seen the show. It's not that I've been avoiding it, but I just—it's about a gay guy.
It's about a gay guy.
And who is Grace?
That's some woman that he lives with, or something like that. But it's a relationship. It's actually kind of a bad show. But I mean, what I'm saying is, it's important for the gay guy to win. And
but you want to give this guy an Emmy, even though the show stinks?
Well, I just want the gay guy to win.
He's not even gay, is he?
I don't know, but the character is. The gay character wins. If the guy wins, the character wins. The character's gay, he's gay. Eric McCormick doesn't know it yet, but he's gay.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show here, talking to Doug Danger about the Emmys and the fact that he is supporting Eric McCormick, who plays Will on Will and Grace. Because if this character does not win an Emmy, gay people will boycott the advertisers to the ABC network, plain and simple, and the network will be off the air in a year. So it sounds like more threats.
And I wanted to jump in, Phil. I am a gay man. I am a gay journalist. And, you know,
yeah, I got that.
Well, I mean, so I've got some credibility when it comes.
Well, you have some opinions. I don't know if it gives you any further credibility. 1-800-449-8686. That's Doug Danger. We'll be back with more. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, is with us. We're talking with Doug about these Emmys. that are coming up. The Emmy Awards, and you rightfully said, Doug, they are the Academy Awards of the television industry, and we're talking about, in particular, Will and Grace. You really got this thing for Eric McCormick, huh?
Phil, I don't have a thing for Eric McCormick.
I don't mean romantically, but you really want him to win, right?
I do. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I want to see gay characters upheld and uplifted and portrayed in a positive light. I want to see gay characters win as many awards as possible, and that way, the gay community, we can further what we want to have done. Because our time in the spotlight will be probably short-lived, the way black people's time in the spotlight.
You keep going back to this, you know, it was important to be black in the 70s, but it isn't important anymore. And
well, right now it's more important to be gay. And as long as I'm gay, for as long as I'm gay, I will speak up for gay and the whole gay thing. And I think that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I think Eric McCormick, who's not gay but plays a gay person, ought to win because he is gay and because that furthers our responsibility.
You mentioned that the number one entertainer, the number one comedian, Ellen, number one singer, Ricky Martin, number one actress, Anne Heche, all gay.
All of them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Stafford, Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I don't think...
You there,
Barney,
Doug?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead. This is Doug Danger.
Yeah, I don't think that Barney Frank's the best politician right now either.
Well, I don't know.
But
you're entitled to your opinion. I'm just telling you how it is.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I mean, are you gonna tell me Ellen's that Ricky Martin's not the number one singer?
Yeah, I'd definitely say that. If
who'd you say
top
is
top singers for 13-year-olds? Then yeah, Ricky Martin might be the best singer.
I'm sorry, Ricky Martin is number one. You got to go to a Ricky Martin show, my man. There's women there 25,
hey,
30,
hey,
35 years old. Okay.
My wife loves Ricky Martin.
Okay, so okay. Is she 13? I didn't think so.
Not anymore.
All right.
She's not gay either.
I didn't say she was gay. I'm just saying the number one singer.
Hey, is Rush Limbaugh gay? I didn't know that.
Read it and weep, brother. I guess you're going to have to stop listening to him.
Well, I don't listen to him anyway. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't really have anything against gay people, to be
honest
with you.
Well, you sound
I don't like the way you push the agenda, though. Like I don't have anything against black people until they start getting real aggressive and trying to push their agenda big time.
Hey, gay is here, man. You're going to have to just accept
it. Hey,
that's
great.
You're going to have to accept it.
I have accepted it. I just don't like the way you guys push it. I mean,
hey, you know, I'm here. I'm proud. I'm gay. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. You know, I'm not trying to, I'm just saying, you know, you can. There's two ways of taking us as a community, standing up or bending over. You know what I'm saying, right?
You're definitely entertaining,
yeah,
man.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
And that sounds like a threat to me.
Well, I'm just letting the guy know where it's at.
Hey, I hear you, but
you know, okay. So
I don't know about all those, like the list you read off of all the best and what they do.
Greg Louganis is number one swimmer.
He's
swims.
A diver.
Did he swim?
He's a diver.
What's he do? He dives.
I think isn't he retired though?
The guy's in the water. I don't know what he does. Anne Heche. Okay. Too bad she's gay, man. I bet you'd like a piece of that, right?
Hell yeah, I'd like to tear up Anne Heche, but
guess what, brother?
She's
as queer as a $3 bill, too.
I know that, but I don't know. I heard about some stuff about the other day about how she might be going the other way. That's why I heard.
You read that in the Globe? Is that in the Globe?
No, I heard it on the radio.
On the radio?
It wasn't a Phil Henry show or whatever. This was. I never listened to the show.
I'll tell you what. Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'm gay.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right.
I just want you guys to know that.
We got it.
You said that like 30 times. That's kind of what's pissing me off. I mean, you don't have to...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You got something against
great.
That? Well, I'm not one of these sissies either, man. I'm butch, okay? I can stand up for myself,
hey,
all right?
Man,
So I'm just saying to you, I'm a gay man. You don't like that.
You're a gay man. I'm a white man. I mean, I'm not standing up yelling at you.
I'm just
the
saying
world.
I'm proud I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because I was in the closet. I just want you to understand that I'm gay.
I understand that you're gay, man.
Then you know that I'm gay, right?
You are gay. And what was your name again? Daniel?
Doug Danger.
Doug Danger, and you're gay.
I'm gay.
Well, that's great, man.
Okay, then what do you got against it?
What's that?
What do you got against it?
I just think that you're a little misled in the way that you think the gay community is like the best community.
You know that I'm gay, right?
We got that you're gay.
Hey,
we heard it already.
The gay community is not the greatest thing going, man.
Hey,
just,
man,
it's better than being black.
Better than being black.
I don't know, man.
What color are you?
I'm white, brother.
Well...
So I don't
have
nothing.
Sound too
I
good
got
either.
Nothing going
okay,
for
right.
I'm not black.
Right.
I'm not gay. I'm not a woman.
You ain't got nothing going for you.
All right. Yeah, thank you for your call. You're going to move on. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. What's the point of repeated that you're gay this, gay that?
I want people to know the gay community's here. We're now. We're proud. We support each other. We want to start seeing some gay people get some awards. We want to see more restaurants for gays. That's all I'm saying.
Los Angeles, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a gay woman in L.A.
No kidding.
And this guy here, he is bizarre. I don't know where he gets off representing the entire gay community, but, he's weird.
I'm saying that we want to get more things for gay people.
Oh, I mean, what's this? We're going to boycott the network
because
and all this.
We got a golden opportunity. Eric McCormick, who plays Will on Will and Grace. You ever seen that show?
I've seen the show. It is not that great.
He plays gay, though, right?
So?
Okay. We want to have gay things win. If he's a gay character, we want him to win. If he's a gay man, we want him to win. Whatever's gay, we want it to win.
But why do we have to, like, throw it in people's faces?
Hey, it's about time. Black folks did it. Look how far they've come.
Black folks?
Yeah, when the blacks did it back in the 70s,
wow.
They had, like, Blackula and all those movies. Some gay films that we can go to?
You know what, though? But you're approaching it in the wrong way.
Don't you already have gay?
Well, we've got gay porn. I'm not talking about that. I mean, like, when they had Foxy Brown with Pam Grier, when they had Uptown Saturday Night with Bill Cosby.
May I interject something?
Go ahead.
To all the listeners, I hope everybody knows that this guy here does not represent our community.
Ma'am, I represent, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I represent a significant portion of the entertainment writers. And I'd like all the listeners to know that I do represent gay men. Now, she's a lesbian. Fine. You can go talk for Butch and her friends, but I'm talking about...
Okay. There's no need to get insulting.
No, I'm just saying. It is.
I hope your listeners know that nobody elected him our president.
No, but I'm just... You don't want gay people to win stuff?
I don't want you representing us.
Win stuff?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like Emmys and stuff like that.
And Academy Awards and...
Yeah, Congressional Medal of Honor would be nice.
Just anything.
Anything.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
How about Dumbass of the Year? Do you want him to win that one, too?
Okay, so your homophobia starts coming out now. Is that it, Mr. Henry?
I'm not homophobic, and you know it. I'm just asking you what awards you want to win stuff. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. It's the Phil Henry.
I'm telling the 52nd Emmys are here, Phil. We want to see Will and Grace up. Eric McCormick and Greg Louganis. Has he won an award yet?
Yeah, man, he's the number one swimmer, so I guess he ought to be...
Well, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about recognizing the gay community. And your attempts at putting us down is tightening my jaws and, you know...
Making you angry.
Yeah.
Well, you're making me angry with a lot of your generalizations. Here's Flint on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
This is Scott from Flint, Michigan. Got a couple of comments. I've got to get this off my chest. First thing with Eric McCormick, I've seen the show. The show itself is not that great. The woman who plays Grace is
That's why it's up for an Emmy.
It's up for an Emmy.
Yeah.
But to give Eric McCormick an award because he portrays a gay character, I believe is a discredit to him personally.
Why?
Because I believe he strives very hard and works very hard.
How do you know? You don't even know it.
No,
you
on,
just said
on.
The show's not
I
that good.
You say you're a gay man.
You just said
man,
the show's
well, yeah, whatever,
not that good.
Half hour,
you said the show's not that good, and now you believe
times,
that he works really hard.
What I gotta say.
What do you know about Eric McCormick when you say the show's not that good?
Do you think Eric McCormick just goes into work? He doesn't try.
I don't know. I know more about it than you do. I know more about it than you do, and I can tell you he's a damn good actor. It's a damn good show.
He's a good actor. That's
okay.
Why you should give him an award, because he's a good actor, not because he's a gay actor.
Because he plays a gay guy.
Oh, what about Samuel L. Jackson?
What about him?
He's one of the best actors I've ever seen.
He's real overrated.
And
all he plays is a variety of black guys. He just plays a variety of ghetto blacks.
Oh yeah?
You know,
that's a generalization.
Let me ask you a question.
Well,
are you gay? If you're not
too.
Gay, you don't know anything about McCormick. You gay?
No, sir, I am not.
All right, I am gay.
You know what? And I'm
a gay man.
I'm a straight salesperson. I'm a straight salesperson. I'm just trying to catch up here.
Hey, no, catch up what? All I said to you was I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Well, you didn't just
It doesn't
say that.
Matter
you
if you're straight.
Times.
It doesn't matter if you're straight. It matters if you're gay.
Oh, okay.
Gay matters.
Okay, all right, as long as
gay.
We're on the same page.
Straight doesn't matter, huh?
Straight doesn't matter. No, not now. Gay matters.
You ever heard a radio talk show and heard a guy come up with a topic that was really kind of
Do you know that I'm a gay man? for the Emmy Awards.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Doug Danger from Santa Ana, California. He's the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. We're talking about the 52nd Academy, or the Emmys. I don't know, what were you just saying?
The music that you're playing under me right now, Phil, is the theme music to the NBC Sunday Night Movie. That doesn't have nothing to do with the Grammys.
I'm sorry. Craig Taylor picked it.
See, that to me shows that you're not taking me being gay seriously. And until you take me being gay seriously, you're going to keep on having to get your butt kicked by the gay community. We'll boycott. We will.
I'm not getting my rear end kicked by anybody. And if you want to boycott ABC and pull them off the air, that's fine with me. You know, there isn't anything on television that I can't live without. Do you understand that?
No, but we're talking about hurting ABC.
Well, go ahead and hurt them. You know, there's nothing they got that I want.
What about Monday Night Football? What about?
I don't give a crap about Monday Night Football. I told you, I was on the show the other day talking about how Al Michaels is probably the single most overrated sportscaster in the history of the medium. Dennis Miller is funny and smart, but he's going to be off that show in about 6 weeks because everything he says sails over everybody's head, and I know a little bit about doing that kind of humor. And then on top of that, it sucks, okay? So how about that? It sucks.
All right, well, the point being, Phil, I'm gay, and in Los Angeles, we lead the taste of the nation. Everybody in the country does what we tell them to do. If I say, vote for a gay guy, watch a gay show, then people in Omaha, people in Chicago, people in Indianapolis, people in Fort Wayne, people in Philadelphia, they're going to do what we say. L.A. does it, people do. So we have got to be careful what we're doing here.
So let's get on here talking about being a gay man, a gay journalist, and let's vote for Will and Grace and watch that show, even though hardly anybody does.
That show is very highly rated. I mean, I don't know where you...
Well, you know what? I don't know whether it is or not. Here is Cherry Hill, New Jersey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a large problem with the obvious blackmail that this man is trying to portray and hold the rest of the country hostage to further his agenda.
I'm telling you what's going
to
happen. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
You know, it's not that it's going to happen. You're telling us if we don't vote somebody to win an award that he hasn't even earned.
If he doesn't win as playing a gay character, we'll boycott ABC.
So we're supposed to vote for somebody who may not have the talent, who may not have earned the award, because
he's earned it. He's playing a gay guy on TV.
Immaterial. It is immaterial.
Totally material.
It's immaterial who he plays. If he happens to be playing a gay character...
I'm gay.
If he... It doesn't matter whether you're gay or not.
You know that I'm gay.
I don't care if you're gay.
And yet you talk
to
me like this?
There's a big difference.
Huh?
There's a big difference. If what you do in your bedroom is your business. What you try and demand because
you
have
vote
some
for,
kind of agenda...
Do you watch Will and... I'm not asking you to vote, but do you watch Will and Grace?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Neither do you, apparently.
Why don't you?
Because you don't even know what you're throwing
but
names
gay,
around.
But I don't have to because I'm gay. He's playing a gay character. You need to watch
and
because you're not gay.
You're throwing Greg Louganis around. You don't even know what the man does. The man has to be a championship diver.
Okay, he swims.
Gay.
He swims, right?
No, he's a diver. Divers don't swim.
Oh,
they
divers
dive.
Don't swim. Don't you
no,
think he knows?
They jump off of a board into the water and then get out. That's what they do.
They don't
That's
swim.
That's why it's called diving.
Do they know how to swim?
Swimmers swim laps, okay?
How do you dive into water and not know how to swim?
You jump off of a little board. You climb up a ladder and jump off the board. They call that diving.
Yeah,
they give you a point.
If you go into water, don't you need to know how to swim
now,
to get out?
Now, Louganis
He doesn't even understand, Phil, that you got to know how to swim.
He knows that you got to swim. He's talking about competitive swimming.
You know,
look, should watch Will and Grace, because I'm gay, you're not.
All you can do is nitpick these little images. I don't know what agenda
I know that Louganis is gay because he shaves all his body hair off,
listen,
and that is part of the whole thing. But you
I
don't
happen
watch.
To have a couple of friends who are gay.
What's up with that cell phone
are my
you got?
Friends, and you know what? They're nothing like you.
What about Barry
and
Frank?
You don't represent. What about Barney Frank?
Barney Frank.
He's gay, so
right.
What?
Number one politician in America right now in terms of his influence.
Listen. What has that got to do with what you do in the bedroom? Nobody cares. Don't you understand that?
All I'm saying is, I'm trying to make it clear to you that as a gay journalist, I have to.
You're not a gay journalist. You're a journalist. And believe it or not,
no,
you're
I'm
supposed to be objective, which
all
obviously
right.
You're not.
Ricky Martin and Ellen, who are gay, you know that, right?
Well, who cares?
See, you want to avoid it.
I know I don't want to avoid it. I don't watch them because they're gay. I don't watch them because they're not gay. I listen to Ricky Martin because he happens to be a good singer.
I can't
I listen
stand
to Ellen DeGeneres because he's a good comedian.
Gay is
what
more than
a... What they do in the bedroom is their business.
No, but
gay is
more than
it
a sexual thing. It's
me.
An attitude. Gay's an attitude, okay? Now, I want...
Well, gay's an attitude if you make it an attitude.
You haven't said you're going to watch Will and Grace.
I'm not going to watch Will and Grace because I personally don't want to. I work on Monday night.
What am I supposed to do here, Phil?
I don't understand.
This guy is going to have to start watching Will and Grace.
No, please.
All right, well, you better start.
Nobody's going to vote for Will and Grace because you're demanding and you're going to hold ABC accountable.
Are you or are you not going to watch Will and Grace?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're a homophobe.
I'm a homophobe now.
You're making my jaws tight.
Because I refuse to be held ransom by your obvious agenda. I've counted, you don't like the blacks, you've offended the women.
No, I didn't say I don't like the blacks, I say it doesn't matter to be black anymore. It matters to be gay.
It doesn't matter to be gay
now. What about straight and white? Does it matter to be straight?
No.
It doesn't matter what you are, you know what? Because everybody's equal, remember?
You better watch Will and Grace.
Equal rights for everybody?
I'm just warning you, watch Will and Grace.
I'm not going to watch Will and Grace because I don't care.
No, yes you are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, as long as you're going to come over and watch now? Or
I told you he'd do it.
He's just telling you that to get rid of you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, sir. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So he's got to watch Will and Grace, or he's a homophobe.
Why won't he?
Maybe it's because the show is just essentially a tired cliche. Maybe it's another one of these television shows that sort of selects and picks and chooses whatever it thinks are the high points of culture, homogenizes it, vanillas it up, flattens it out, regurgitates it onto the television screen with some very fine actors, people who work very hard, doesn't give them much to work with in terms of script or content or lines or plot, and then they pray, they get down on their hands and knees and pray to the god of their parents' choice that it gets number 10 in the Nielsen's. The Nielsen's. They call it the Nielsen family. It sounds like a family of people who just pick what show it is. The Nielsen family. If I had a gun and the Nielsen family lived in a farmhouse, I'd go in there like Truman Capote in True Blood. Not that he committed the murder, but he wrote about it. And I'd do him in. Do you understand me?
God, what a homophobe. And that guy...
See, so you not...
That guy was so homophobic it made my ass tighten up. And you... are taking this way too...
No, you're the guy... Never mind.
Well, you just said you'd murder a family at a farm.
I said if they were the Nielsen family. Never mind. Here's San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I just had to make a comment about this guy. I am a gay guy. I'm 29 years old. And you do not speak for every gay male in America, sir.
Well, you know that we want that guy to win, right?
I know that you want that guy to win. I want the best actor to win. If he happens to
be
a gay...
Who's the best actor on TV? Who's the best actor on TV right now?
Oh, I'd pick somebody from The Practice.
Who's that?
Dylan.
Dylan McDermott? Dylan McDermott? Gay.
Exactly.
Gay. Okay.
Here you are outing people that you don't even know is
gay.
The guy's gay.
He's got to be gay. Look at him.
Give me a break.
You've got to be. He's got to be.
And you
Why does he got to be?
Because it's just...
You talk about forwarding the gay agenda by blackmail. What is that? No wonder people are so homophobic.
Don't we
and
have the right to boycott if they don't make more restaurants for us?
We absolutely do have the right to boycott. But to assume that every gay person is going to do it just because you say they should, give me a break.
I happen to have a little
what
bit of it.
Fruit.
I'm a fruit.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You put the queer in being gay. I mean, come on.
Hey man, that's pretty funny. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I do have influence. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist in the entertainment community. I don't know what you do, man. I'm saying that this is my influence, okay? So I tell you to watch Will and Grace, you're going to watch Will and Grace. I know you don't think you will, but you will.
Oh, no, I watch Will and Grace.
Okay, there you go.
I want to watch Will and Grace.
That's the influence that I have. That's the influence that I have. What?
I don't even know who you are. I'm flipping around the radio station, I'm hearing you, and I'm like, what a freaking idiot.
That hurts.
I hope it hurts, because you're hurting the gay community.
How have I hurt the gay community? I'm trying to get where Eric McCormick. Oh, you're all a bunch of homophobes.
Oh, I'm a homophobe?
Gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you don't care.
You've got straight people out there listening, and they think that you are the voice box for all of gay America, and
I think I'm saying some good stuff.
That you're not.
Yeah, a lot of people are embarrassed by what you're saying.
What?
I said a lot.
The straight man's checking in now. What'd you say?
I said a lot of people.
Look, Phil, if you don't vote for McCormick, and if this guy doesn't vote for McCormick, he ain't gay. Are you gay?
I'm gay.
You ain't gay if you don't vote for McCormick.
Oh, that's
okay.
Ludicrous
you might
right
as well
there.
Just get yourself a chick.
You better get yourself a life. Come on.
Okay, thank you. So this guy ought to just go get a woman.
Yeah, might as well just Ellie Mae, man. Because I'll tell you right now, you must be a closet straight.
Yeah, he's in the closet as a straight guy. West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. West Palm Beach, hello.
Well, hello. Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I was just calling in to just touch base with, I'm a gay male calling from West Palm Beach. I love Will and Grace. I'm a big activist of the gay community. But I still have to say, in a reasonable sense, gay rights and entertainment are two different issues going on, and I don't believe somebody should be voted for because they're gay.
Well, I'm voting for him because he's talented and because he portrays a gay character. I think that's very important.
And I agree with that. And
okay, you do agree with that.
Yes.
Okay,
and
you can hang up on him now, Phil.
Okay. Here is Oregon, I think it is, on the Phil Henry Show. Oregon, hello.
Hello, sir.
As a gay man.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm from Tigard, Oregon.
Hi.
And I'm a 40-year-old black woman, and I truly take offense to what this man is saying in regards to even using the fact that being black and being gay are one and the same. They have
it's
nothing to do with
each
other.
It's basically
being
the same thing. It's basically the same thing.
Excuse me.
Isn't it the same thing?
Being black is a permanent thing in life. Being gay is something that you choose, sir.
No, it isn't.
I think you're a complete idiot.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you that it used to matter to be black. Now it matters to be gay. Okay, remember when it was important that you were black? Like with all those movies and stuff?
You are black, period.
Right.
Once you're black always.
But it used to be hip to be black. Now it's like not
honey,
cool anymore.
Honey.
Okay.
You have a lot to learn in life. And aren't you the man that got on there crying about shaving your pubic hair? Aren't you that fool?
See, as a black woman, you're a black...
Aren't you the person that got on there crying about shaving your pubic hair?
I don't know what she's talking about, Phil.
We don't know.
Your voice is very recognizable.
Well, people used to take you seriously as a black woman. Now you just sound like a raving lunatic.
I have more sense
and
in
as a
my
gay man,
so than
as,
you have
as a
in
gay
your
man
brain,
and as
even
gay
in your brain.
Just because I'm gay and more important than you. Now, all we need to have is some gay-sploitation movie, like Gayula or something. Or
I think being gay,
see what I'm
first
saying?
Of all,
and first
I
of all,
think being gay is
the same as
the
being
thing.
Black.
Now, in the,
I got
in the
it,
year
Phil.
2000,
I got,
think
I got
that
a good
lot
name.
Of
how about this?
Are gay are able to step out and feel good about
I got
their
a good
choice
one.
In life.
You guys
I
had Blackula?
Nothing against gay people.
We got Fagula.
Everybody picks their own Fagula. Choices
that's it.
In life, Mr. Daniel.
Well, yeah, I'll tell
you
what. My name's Danger, not Daniel.
Emphasize
we could also
fact.
Use the title Shaft. That's the interchanges between the gay community and the black community.
That is not interchanging with the damn.
Yes, it is.
How
Shaft,
can you even say
black,
that?
Gay.
How can you even say that?
What's the difference between a gay man and a black man? Gay guy, black guys like
compared.
Ass. Gay guys like
compared.
Ass. Well, black men love butts. Gay men love butts. It's the same thing,
no.
Okay? And all I
you know, you
butts.
Are getting more offensive the more your mouth.
Do not love butts.
Black guys don't love butts.
I do not know of black people that get off on screwing in the butt.
Well, hell, you live in Oregon, so do you know any black people at all, period?
Do you know any people in Oregon?
I don't think there are any black folks
in Oregon.
I've heard of Oregon, but I've never heard of black people being in Oregon.
Well, there's plenty of us here.
Plenty of you meaning what, a half a dozen? Look, all I'm saying...
Get out of here!
You know, your comments, the only person you offend is yourself by your ignorance.
Yes, ma'am.
To be perfectly honest with you. You offend yourself each time you open your mouth.
Are you going to vote for... Are you voting for that guy?
Who I vote for has no bearing on this conversation.
I bet you vote
you
for nothing.
I just want you to know that you offend yourself every time you open your mouth to every race on the planet. And people that are gay should take offense to every comment that you make, just the same as people that are black take offense to what you say. You need to come to the party. This is the year 2000.
I know who you're going to vote for.
Diversity is on the forefront.
I know who you're going to vote for. You're going to vote for Eric LaSalle
point,
from ER. I
you
knew
need
it.
To pick up a book or pick up a newspaper and read it. If you're a journalist, you ought to know some of these
Do you
facts.
Get the LA Times?
Do you know that?
Do you get the LA Times? Because unless you get the LA Times, you don't know what's going on. So get
Does
the LA
that
Times.
Make you smarter than me because you read the LA Times?
Get the LA Times and Variety. Nobody from the WB is up for an Emmy, so you got nobody to vote for this year, okay? So that's
okay, I'm getting rid of him.
Will and Grace in my life, it is something that
yeah.
sounds to me. You don't
Will
have,
and Grace.
You don't know,
it's like one of those
know,
shows like Dave's
know,
World,
you know,
like
exactly.
You avoid it and you don't know why. I mean, you know what, ma'am? I hung up on him.
He is an idiot.
Yeah,
why
and
do you have him on your show?
He was the guy about shaving his pubic hair. I didn't hear that one.
Isn't he the guy that's been on your show before in regards to shaving his pubic hair?
I do not. I honestly do not recall. He might have called another show.
Well, you are much more intelligent than this.
Thank you. All right.
I feel that you have a wide range of listening audience out there. This guy was an idiot. He is offensive to any race on the planet as well as himself. He's offensive to you as a white man.
Yeah.
He offends your race. Being a spokesperson.
May I say that I'm sorry?
I can't believe this. I was listening to this on the radio and...
I know.
Horrible.
All I can say in defense is that it's been difficult at home. My wife's been sick.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, no, it's not your problem.
But you are a wonderful telecast.
Well, no, you don't have to say. No, you don't. It's okay. You don't have to say that.
And I think that for that type of garbage on your show, I mean, yeah. He offends the gay community. He offends all communities in what he has to say. And I appreciate you taking my call. I feel better now that I spoke with him.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do better. I'm really trying to work harder on my show. I guess I'm failing at something.
You have a good show.
No, I don't. I'm a failure. I'm a failure.
He has been on another radio show.
No, seriously.
His voice is very recognizable, and he has talked about. Did you hear?
Can I just say this? I really
know.
I feel so. I'm so lonely. Really. That's really.
You're not that lonely.
No, I am.
You have to have him on there now.
I want to reach out, and there's nothing anymore. There was a time when I had talent. Would you believe it?
You are talented.
That's very funny. You're very kind, but no.
That was the most expedient my call.
My affiliates, you know that my affiliates will be dropping my show soon, so I don't know how much longer I'll be on the air. But
continuing with guests such as that gentleman, probably not too long. So maybe you could get
What am I
going to
do?
Going. I mean, he brings in listeners, yes, because everyone wants to call and just voice the fact that he is offensive to radio. He is offensive to radio, too.
You know what the problem is? He's the number one guest we have in our Rolodex.
You're kidding.
No. That's what I got for a producer. That's how low this show has sunk. That's how...
Yeah. It sounds like.
You know, I mean, I have sunk so low, and I beg and I plead with the... I gotta go. I appreciate so much.
I appreciate you taking
I'm gonna,
my call.
I'm tearing up.
For you at home.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. I was just talking to my engineer Craig Taylor. He works on the Fox lot, which is where they have Fox NFL, and I was there today doing some promo work for the Fox Kids Network. So we're peripherally and only very tangentially involved with the greatness that is Fox Sports and their NFL coverage. But at least we can say we were there. And I saw the big billboard, and Terry Bradshaw won himself an Emmy. And congratulations, Terry. And it's a wonderful thing that you're no longer on the radio. I mean, it's better that you're concentrating full-time on TV. That's what I meant to say. And I mean what I say about Al Michaels. Miller, watch your back, because that guy, that wonky-eyed guy, is going to put a shank in it, man. That guy with the walleye, he's going to stick a shank in your back just as soon as everybody figures out that what you're saying nobody can understand, which is basically what happens on this show every day. Radio, it's much, you know, you can live longer, man. You got more photographs. 1-800-449-8686 of People with Sheep. Phil Hendry Show.